She paused, feeling a lump begin to form in her throat. I don't want her to grow up to be like me. Please save her from that, no matter what it takes. I want her to have a better life. She deserves it. She's so smart and has so much potential. The person who had been following Maggie quietly slipped in the front door of the church. They paused to make sure Maggie hadn't heard them enter. When she didn't turn to look in their direction, they crept up the side aisle of the church, the shadows and the curtains hiding their presence, their footsteps muffled by the thick carpet. As Maggie continued to pray, she raised her voice slightly. I'm still working through trying to forgive myself for everything I've done. The stealing, the lying, and the cheating. I regret so many things. Please help me. Father Jordan and Missy have been amazing, but I haven't told them everything. I'm afraid to. I'm sure they know some of it, because Cottonwood Springs isn't that big of a town. I'm not proud of what I've done in the past, and no one knows better than me that some of it is really bad. The person paused next to the first row of pews. Maggie was still far enough away she wouldn't be able to see them unless she turned around. They listened to what she was saying. I know I've hurt so many people, like Mark, Marianne, Frank, George, Billy, even Sam, not to mention all the others. There's just so much wrong that I've done. But please, more than anything, I beg you to help me stay away from Billy. I know he'll pull me back down if I see him or talk to him. Please help me. I'm desperate. Listening to Maggie talk about all those people enraged the person who had been following her. When they heard their name recited by Maggie, everything came bubbling to the surface. Pure rage filled their chest as they removed one of the golden ropes that was holding back a portion of the curtain. Creeping up behind Maggie, in a flash they had the rope wrapped tightly around her neck. It took Maggie a moment to realize what was happening. As the rope tightened, she raised her arm and tried to push it away, gasping for breath. When she realized she couldn't get it loose, her hands clawed at the person who was behind her. Her fingernails dug into their arm, scratching the bare skin. No matter what she did, the rope was held tightly against her neck, burning her skin. As she struggled to get her breath, things began to get fuzzy and dark around the edges. She looked up at the figure of Jesus looking down on her from the cross. Her last conscious thought was how sympathetic his eyes were. Her killer continued to pull the rope tightly around her neck until her body no longer moved. They removed the rope from her throat and wrapped it around their hand, knowing how dangerous it would be to leave it, since they weren't wearing gloves. It wasn't as if the strangulation was planned. It just happened. They looked around, but no one had come into the church, and they quietly crept out of the church. It was late, and if they hurried home, no one would know that they were responsible for the murder of Maggie Lewis.